Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. We thank you for listening on your radio, the free Odyssey app. Of course, our favorite, the folks on YouTube, the folks watching on YouTube. So glad to see you. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So I've been looking forward to this Top 5 since about 150.
Really?
Yeah, came out and said, like, get me to 5 o'clock.
He did. I didn't know what the hell he was so excited for.
Yeah. Really?
He thought it meant that I was just ready to get out of here. Never. Everyone knows it's a bonus at a half hour of Fritz 6 tonight. I'm here till 7:30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what I got for today is the 5 best things I've seen in the last day. Now, I didn't anticipate this show giving me so much content today.
Oh, no.
So starting at number 5, I thought it was just going to be this one where Ike was talking about Kelly Rowland.
You know who I'll go with, though?
Who?
Underrated.
Yep.
Underrated.
Okay.
But not if you got a real eye for beauty.
Okay.
I'm going with Kelly Rowland.
Oh, Kelly Rowland is a good answer.
Like she of all the like the Destiny's Child. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, but your voice gave out too at the end.
Yeah, so just in case the family didn't hear that at 2 o'clock, you made sure they heard it at 5.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But that got trumped. That got trumped. The beginning of Spike and Mayock today. For those that missed it, here it was.
Man, as a fan, you would just like it if they would shut up for 1 week so you could talk about the football team.
Well, you got the question there, big fella?
No.
Let's not go backwards.
Isn't that? You know, I didn't have a question. I was having a conversation.
Yeah, just the night, the two friends catching up.
Just talking.
Yep.
You know, got a question there.
Got a question there, big fella?
I don't know. What do you see on the tape? Bah.
The fourth best thing I've seen.
Wait, it's 4? That both was number 5?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Another quick recap of what number 5 was going to be is the morning show made Kelsey cry again. Which is, they can't, it's unbelievable.
Seriously.
Every week.
Yeah.
They got an issue in that morning show. Enough with the tears. These are football players.
Yeah, grow
up. Highly emotional on that show.
Yes,
all the time. All right. Number 4, the best thing I've seen in the last day. So, a little backstory here. So the Yankees, they offered Trent Grisham a qualifying offer. Trent Grisham is a mostly bad center fielder that had a career year last year, hit 34 home runs. The qualifying offer is $22 million, which they can't use on other pieces of the team. Most likely takes them out of cocksucker. That's a quick backstory. Well, we love a good sports radio caller meltdown.
Yeah.
And a caller called WFAN, Evan and Tiki, yesterday and gave us some gold.
Let's go to John in Massapequa. Hey, John.
This moron, Brian Cashman, is an idiot. He bit off more than he could chew. He read the wrong cards. Now he's got to deal with this one-hit wonder, overpaid bum ass, Trent Grisham, $22 million, with a couple more million dollars, with a Captain Tony Bellinger. No, you got to hear him, Steinbrenner. Captain is damn petty. Oh, payroll, what's the debt? We got Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole.
Now, this team, has won more championships than any team in professional sports, has made the playoffs like 14. If you think we're the only ones that get upset when a good team isn't good enough. Now, the way it works, Jack, is my guess here is Cashman offers him the qualifying offer, expecting he'll turn it down, because if he does, they get a draft pick if he signs with somebody else. Is that the way it works?
Mm-hmm.
So they offer him the qualifying offer, not expecting that he'll actually take it.
Most likely, yes.
Yeah.
Because
so,
they thought maybe he gets a multi-year deal elsewhere.
Right, right.
And he did not. He went back to the Yankees on a one-year, $22 million deal.
Yeah.
His agent was like, yeah, we ain't getting more than this.
Yeah. I feel like Phillies got screwed in like 2003. Because they were trying to get Polanco to not accept the qualifying offer, but they wanted him to, you know, they wanted to get it.
Yeah.
And so the higher the offer, the higher, you say they get a draft pick?
Yeah, so if you offer them a qualifying offer and they don't take it and they sign elsewhere, you get a draft pick back. So like Ranger, when he signs elsewhere, the Phillies are going to get a draft pick back because they offer him a qualifying offer and he's going to sign a bigger deal elsewhere.
I guess I'm asking, the higher the money.
Yes, the better the
pick.
That's
what I'm saying, the better the draft pick. Well, why not? If you don't want him to accept the offer, then just give him a lowball.
No, the qualifying offer is set.
Oh, it's already set.
It's a number that is determined by their years in the league, their production, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Polanco accepted it, which meant they couldn't bring Utley up. And they had Polanco, Utley, and David Bell at the same time. Which obviously didn't work out.
Not great.
All right.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
The third best thing I've seen in the last day is we've been monitoring the Kate Scott situation.
Oh, did we get a new one?
We got a new one last night.
We did.
So on top of Adem Apples.
Yeah. How about Adem Apples?
Yep. And then 3J for VJ.
Yeah.
Which I support.
Which we support that one. VJ Max, we're also a fan of.
Yeah.
Well, she threw this one out last night for Andre Drummond.
9-7 now for Walker. 9-3 Sixers run. Trimming the lead back to single digits. Drummond the steal. A drum solo!
That's a rough one.
A drum solo.
Yeah. A drum solo!
Think she ever seen Drumline?
I don't know. I do know, how do you have drum solo ready for a... You don't really expect Drummond to get a steal, take it down the court, and dunk it. Yeah. It really was a drum solo at that point. She waited for not just him to hit a basket for a specific...
I agree. Yeah.
Drum solo.
Yeah.
I give her credit for keeping it in the chamber. I don't want any more drum solo, though.
He's kind of looking like a guard out there. I mean, he's quick.
No, I mean the phrase.
No, I know.
I'm good with 3J for VJ.
She needs to have something for Drummond's corner three ball.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Yes, which is my favorite shot on the team.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Love the corner Drummond three.
I do.
You're the only one.
Shoot it every time.
No, he's not.
You like it too?
Of course I do.
Do you like it in a
104? I'm a Drummond guy.
Do you like it in a 104-101 game?
No.
I don't care.
I don't want it in the closing moments.
It's going to be unguarded. Give it to me. 104-101, let's go.
All right.
Maxie was like, he's a good three-point shooter. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
He's shooting like 45%, wasn't
he?
Yes. What a game, though.
Not bad. Hey. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. Second best thing I've seen in the last day, this happened on the midday show today when it sounds like Joe Giglio might have had a stroke.
Casper, the friendly ghost over there. He's scared of his own shadow. It doesn't even.
He's talking about Joe.
No, I'm not scared of my scat. I'm scared of them infighting.
Oh, man. I've been there.
Yeah, that's a rough one. That's sort of like the mayor getting confused on EAGLES, and once you get lost, you can't find it. He's like, what's the word? Is it shared?
It's not even like Giglio. It didn't hit him, it didn't feel like. He thought shared of my shadow or shared of my shadow was real.
Shared of my scatter.
Shared of my scatter. Yeah. Do it one more time.
Shared of my scat. I'm shared of them infighting.
And he still says I'm shared of them.
Yep. He couldn't get out of it.
I'm shared of them infighting.
You was like, what?
I'm not shared of my scatter. That sounds bad. I'm scared saying that.
I've been there.
Yeah.
You have. But the best thing I've seen in the last day is, yet again, there's another article on Barrett Sports Media.
About the camera.
About the camera.
It's unbelievable.
And
the headline is, Joe DeCamera is the bridge connecting Philadelphia's sports past and future at 94 WIP. Big quote, big take from DeCamera in the byline.
What would you get?
I don't think people nationally understand how ingrained sports are in the Philadelphia sports culture.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Have you ever heard that before?
That. Yeah. Nobody knows that. They might as well put him on staff with the amount of articles they write. Like, they must have a direct line. He's got a phone in his house that is only for Barrett Sports Media when they need to do an interview with Joe. It's like, how many articles about Joe DeCamera do we need?
It's big time, man. It's big,
connecting the Philadelphia sports past and current, that's you. You were there. He wasn't even there with all the old guys. You were, and now you're here.
That's true. Yep. Like, Barrett hasn't called me.
No, they have not. Now, they might have sent you an email.
Or they might have, and I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. You know Joe's answering the email of Barrett Sports Media. Oh, yeah, get me in there. Yeah. I mean, how many articles can you write about the fifth most important host at WIP?
Wow.
How many? How many? Barrett Sports Media. What are you doing? There's too many of the camera articles. Write an article about Ike.
Or you.
Well, I've been in it enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, former number one voted program director in the country.
Oh,
twice.
That's right. Ooh, that's right. Twice.
Yes. And the time I was number two, I got screwed by the guy in Boston. It's like, come on. I'm a better program director than Rick Radzik. No offense, Rick.
And none taken, I'm sure, yeah.
Well, you could be two. There's no shame in being two, unless you're me and you deserve to be one. 215-592-9494. Oh, Christmas and Hanukkah is coming up, and if it's like my house, you get gifts for the pets for Christmas and Hanukkah. Dogs and Cats Rule knows it. They have, if you want to get them a toy, every one of the seven locations, plenty of great toys, plenty of the collars, harnesses, treats for your dog or your cat at Dogs and Cats Rule, one of the seven locations. How about this? It's cold out, if you're like us as well. Now, I don't support this, but my wife makes us do it. You want a coat for the dog for out in the cold walks, maybe a warm fleece, maybe a sweater. They have those in all sizes and colors. And when you walk into Dogs and Cats Rule, thanks to the lead dog, George Perenni, you have the best staff anywhere who could answer all your questions about pet nutrition, what you should feed your dog or your cat, supplements, all that stuff, top-of-the-line products, but top-of-the-line staff as well.
Man, they make fleece for dogs?
They do.
Man.
A little fleece for your dog? Oh, okay. Absolutely. Seven locations, five in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell, two in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. Jeff in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, big fella?
This is going to be a whole thing, isn't it?
Oh, you know it's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole thing.
All right.
What's up, normally, Jeff? I only call when I'm really, really pissed at you and or Elliot. But
okay.
This time I called because I just wanted to say about all the stuff that's coming out. I'm with Ike. I could not care less as long as they're winning. I don't care if they're saying... I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what comes out of there. As long as they're winning, I am good with it. I know the offense has got to play better. And you guys know I'm a Jalen apologist. I have five Jalen jerseys. But he's not been playing well. So, you know, I get all that. And I get that you guys have to talk about it. My wife earlier this week, we're listening to the show. She's like, are you guys 8-2 or 2-8? What's going on with the talk shows? And I'm trying to explain to her, look, they got to talk about it. You can't just not talk about how bad the offense has been. But at the end of the day, we're 8-2. That's all I care about.
That's all you should care about as a fan. I think the worry would be if you're a fan. I'm not telling you to care about it, but I think this sort of stuff makes it. I'm not going to give you a percentage, but when a team has this type of stuff floating around, it just makes it less likely they will be successful in the future. You know, Elliot.
That's fair.
Yeah, Elliot tweeted earlier, and it was just wrong. I thought it was short-sighted. He said, this team has this going on all the time, and they win all the time, and it hasn't affected them in the two-plus years, you know, they've been winning. And that's actually wrong. If we go back to it hasn't affected them in the last year and a half. It certainly affected them in 2023.
Without question.
100% affected them in 2023.
Yeah, so I think, you know, even if it's not total meltdown, right? Even if it doesn't cause, because I think that a credit you could give Jalen is it's not going to become a total meltdown because he's not going to let it become a total meltdown, at least in what we can see.
Right.
But I would wonder if subliminally or in the back of everyone's mind, it's sort of there. And I think that is the effect that the AJ thing may have had in that. We could all say it's fine when AJ's doing it, but did that sort of implicitly, the fact that he was not punished for it, he was not sat for a drive, he wasn't sent home, none of that, does it sort of give everyone the implicit permission to say, if you're not happy, you can blame it on someone else too? And I think that sort of stuff is infectious, and I hope they wrap it up because I don't think it's good overall for the team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And the good thing, and I agree with everything you just said, shockingly. But the thing I feel like is Jalen, the reason why Jalen is so successful here in Philly is because he was built for this town. He was built to play in Philly. I mean, you can have, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of other quarterbacks that are more talented than him. Well, maybe not plenty, but there's, you know, at least a handful that you would say are more talented than him. But man, I wouldn't want Josh Allen and his demeanor playing here. I don't know if he could handle it. Maybe Joe Burrow can handle it because of the way he is. But there's a lot of guys that are really talented that could not. You think Jared Goff could handle playing here with his tiny two gloved hands? No way.
No way.
He
couldn't. But Josh Allen could handle playing.
Yeah. Here. What about Josh Allen's demeanor tells you that he couldn't? Now Philly's tough, but Josh.
I don't know. I said I don't know. Okay. I don't know if he could or not. Right. I'm not saying he couldn't, but I don't know. So.
Yeah.
Well, you're right about Jared Goff.
Yeah,
there's no way he could handle
anybody that wears a glove on their throwing hand is out in my book.
Well, in fairness, he couldn't even handle L.A. and nobody even cares out there. So,
Exactly.
Jared Goff, man, is just he is a good quarterback.
The talent is there.
A lot of wins.
Is he though?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's a good quarterback.
I mean, you can't.
Is he though?
Well, Jeff. I mean,
take Jalen over him.
Well, you.
You take Jalen over Jared Goff.
Yeah. I had him, famously, I had him eighth.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, I like that.
It's hard.
Thank you.
Well, it's hard to win. He's not just put up numbers, and he's not just won. He's done both. I don't think he's the best quarterback in the league. I think he is in that 6 to 13,
sure.
You know, depending.
Yeah. Yep.
But I would be nervous the same reason that Sean McVay decided to move on from him. He just thought he might have been a floor raiser, but he wasn't a ceiling raiser. And in the toughest spots, he wanted a different guy, and he proved to be right, you know? So, all right, Jeff.
I need two gloved hands. I don't trust him.
All right,
Jeff.
He didn't give us our...
Jeff. Yeah, you got a perfect 10?
I got several, but I'll give you one.
Give
Kate
me one.
Upton.
Kate Upton is absolutely all-time
Upton.
GOAT level.
Yeah.
Yep. Kate Upton, just all-time.
Big personality.
She was at the World Series, right?
Yeah, she was the one that was going back and forth. Phillies fans because Verlander,
Right, okay, yeah.
Is she married to Verlander? She's married to Justin Verlander.
Yeah. You got some?
Well,
I got another one.
It was the
there.
Kate Upton, the freaking cat, her doing the cat daddy dance, that video. it's ingrained in my brain.
I gotta throw Rihanna in there too, man.
Yes.
Riri's
perfect 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Rihanna was a problem. For sure. In a good way. That's in a good way.
Shy in Westchester, you're on WIP.
What's going on? It's been a while.
Shy?
What's up, Shy?
I don't know. I kind of got a bone to pick with the entirety of WIP.
All right.
Dallas week, and we're still sitting here on Thursday talking about
Dallas week's dead and antiquated. Who cares?
It's not dead and
yes,
antiquated.
It is.
No matter what the record
is. You're 20 years old. You've dominated the Cowboys your entire life.
What does my opinion differentiate from yours just because of my age?
Well, I'm just saying that you, much like me, have grown up your entire life with the Cowboys being irrelevant. Like, come on. We're above Cowboys week.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Coming up at Fritz at 6.
He's about to rip the rivalry. It's still going to be a close game, and we're sitting here talking about...
Well, they're going to lose, but...
And whatever you want to call it, his antics or his shortcomings.
Yeah.
The guy brought us the Super Bowl. The guy was a runner-up. I mean, we're going to run this guy out of town. Watch.
No, we're not.
No, we are. This is all, especially the midday show and Joe Giglio. This is all he talks about.
That dude, let me tell you, Shy, you don't have to worry about him running from anything. That dude enjoys being here. That dude got Michael Jordan to come to the opening game.
But it's not even so much of that. It's just like,
he's not going anywhere because of criticism, because I don't think he listens to it.
But it's not so much about Jalen even. It's about hearing this constantly.
Well, okay.
Well, hopefully the team stopped saying stuff and doing stuff.
Yeah, Shai, this is where I get...
media manufacturing.
Yeah, this is where I get frustrated. If the team wasn't so busy with their little texting fingers and Twitter fingers and Instagram fingers, busy trying to let everybody know that they weren't happy with the quarterback, then...
Well, it's just one guy. It's one guy.
No, it's not.
No, we know who it is.
It's not one... can I promise you, it's not one guy. It's not.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Because we know.
It's not one guy. Shy, I'm going to tell you right now. It's not just one guy. I'm not saying it's everybody. I can promise you, me to you, it's not just one guy.
So would you say it's like Mike in ticketing or something?
No. I am telling you, Shy, that I am sure that there is more than one player on offense that is frustrated with the quarterback and more than one player that is probably communicating those frustrations otherwise. Sure.
Darius Cooper.
No. See, you don't want to be Shy. You can live in your little dreamland where everybody loves Jalen.
I'm not saying that. I just want to focus.
So tell them to stop it. Tell your coach to send AJ Brown home. Tell your coach to say, you know what's more important than talent? Culture. The guy that preaches culture, that has been to two Super Bowls and won one, then send him home. Then anybody who leaks anything, send them home. Sit them. The friggin' Dallas Cowboys sat two wide receivers in their first drive.
Yeah, no, you're right.
What I mean? Like, do something about it. I appreciate, I can understand because we're not the originators, but like we keep it going. Mm-hmm. But it's not my job to help the Eagles win. It's just not. I hope they win. I want them to win. It's not our job to do it. It's their job. If there is a failure, if this stuff prevents them from winning, it's on them. It's on them. It's on them for the leaks. It's on them for not controlling it. It's on them for not performing. All on them. And I can promise you, Jalen Hurts and his $50 million a year is not going anywhere.
No.
He's not running away from it, I guess is my point.
They may trade him, but it won't be because he wants to leave.
No.
You're not running him out of town.
All right. 215-592-9494.
I said they might trade him? No, they won't trade
him. Well, yeah. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Cade's Christmas Sleigh Bar. I got Chuck from Mount Airy over here. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Cade's. Good news and bad news for tonight's Sixers game. We'll get to that next. This is the
AJ Brown talked.
AJ Brown talked, really?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's smiling.
That's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me save, let me save? Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. To thank our friends at O'Neill's for feeding us today, right?
Yeah, I had the beef stew.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Get excited about a good beef stew on a little bit of a cold day.
Man, I had the mac and cheese with bacon mac and cheese.
The fried chicken looked good as well.
Yeah.
Very good. So we want to thank O'Neill's Pub, of course, for their partnership with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey for the Philly Formation Contest, Spike. Everyone calls it that. So head on out to O'Neill's Pub in Philadelphia for Eagles games and enjoy their $10, 25-cent Miller Lite and Jameson shot special. There you can register for the Philly Formation Contest for a chance to win a game day experience with Brent Celek and a home gating experience with me with two Weber girls from National Appliance Warehouse. For more info, go to 94WIP.com.
The Twitter, we'll get to A.J. Brown spoke after practice. We'll get to that in 1 second. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Do these reports coming out about the Eagles concern you about the rest of the season, or do they not really matter? 67.6% say they do not matter. Mm-hmm. So the Eagles practice today. The good news, Cam Jurgens was on the practice field. A.J. Brown did speak after practice. Is it the whole back and forth?
No, this is just three different quick cuts.
Okay. Here's cut one.
A.J., there was a report that there was some frustration from players on offense with Jalen Hurts specifically.
Ask me about Dallas. Thank you.
Ask me about Dallas? Is that what he said? Okay.
That's it.
I like it.
Well, shut it down. That's
hey,
what you got to do.
Hey, man, listen. I want to talk about it. Sometimes it's best not to say anything.
Yes.
That's what he used to. That's what he did in 23.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't talk at all, right?
Yeah.
For like 3 weeks, I think he didn't talk.
What else you got?
Yeah.
All right, well, there's more.
Okay.
There's more.
When you say that there's been speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were, what would you say to those people?
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either. All right.
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either then. That's a fair response. Saquon's numbers are not the same.
Right.
Now, some would say maybe that both of you.
They are lumping together in some instances.
Yeah.
Or some would say, why even bring up Saquon?
Well, there's that too. There is that too. Yep. And what is next?
Do you pay a lot of attention to what other receivers around the league do? Like what makes CD so...
Nah.
Why not?
Gets me upset.
I give him credit for laughing after that one. That was a good response.
It gets me upset. Well,
that's a truthful answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to respect that one. That's an honest answer right there.
Yeah, the AJ answers were fine, I think.
Yeah.
All things considered. Didn't answer the Jalen question. Now, did not refute it, but you know, you don't expect him to anyway. So he did what he asked me about Dallas.
I'm hoping he didn't add to it. So that's the best case scenario right there.
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either. That was, you know, I give that one on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. That's a 6.8.
Yeah.
Does that feel about right?
I guess his point is he's not having the same year that he had last year. So is he?
Right.
Yeah, so.
And then he doesn't watch other wide receivers because he
that was the
upset.
Best answer. Yeah, that was the best one.
There is a Sixers game. The Sixers have had four back-to-backs in the first 15 games, which is not great. They are 8-6. They lost last night. We decided, when we were trying to figure out which night to do the podcast, when we saw that Paul George and Embiid were out last night, I said, hey, that means they're probably going to play on Thursday. Let's do the podcast. Well, half right. Joel Embiid out again tonight with his right knee discomfort, though he was getting shots up yesterday. I assume Paul George is in. He's not on the injury report, and Jared McCain is available to play in a back-to-back. He did play last night.
All right.
Got his first couple of baskets.
Yeah, made his first three.
Yeah, let me throw this out there. There is definitely seems like there's something weird with McCain and the other guards. When you're watching him tonight, I want you to watch how often they pass to him.
Oh, yeah?
It's not a lot. It's not a lot. I heard something weird about earlier, like during the summer practices, whatever. And there's the look, maybe I'm looking, maybe they're just running the stuff to the other side, but they don't pass to him a lot.
Is it because they're never getting it back?
I mean,
he likes to shoot.
He's not that kind of player.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can appreciate those types of players.
Sure. You can. I don't know. Maybe they're not confident in him. Maybe the play's not, but it's pretty notable. Once I started noticing it, I'm watching it, and I only counted, I don't know how many minutes McCain played last night. I want to guess 15 or 17 or something like that. I only noticed one pass from any of those three guys to Jared McCain.
Okay. And you're throwing in Grimes?
Grimes.
Yeah.
Grimes, VJ, and Maxey.
Maxey, yeah.
A little weird. Just a little weird.
Now I will pay attention.
Just putting it on the radar.
Okay.
Putting on the radar. Now, you know, he is certainly, it's going to take him a minute to get up to speed. Maybe they're just letting him get his legs under him. Maybe that's why, but it's just a little weird.
Mm.
It's a little weird. He did look more, he has the smaller brace on now. He just has the sleeve on his knee. And I thought he looked way more, I thought he did in Delaware. Physically, he looked fine running around out there. So it's a little weird.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I hadn't really paid attention to it. Okay.
Yeah, keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
If you watched it.
Yeah, I will.
You know, keep an eye on it. Game starts at 8 tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, the Giannis-less Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, it's the same time Buffalo and Houston.
Oh, that's a big game. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you know I'm going to be locked into that dumb basketball
game. Yeah, you'll be locked in. I'll be back and forth.
Yep. you know, if you're watching the game tonight, maybe after the game, you head to the bedroom. You know, give it a little of
well, that's not going to help.
A little of that.
Yeah, that's certainly not
you never know. Maybe they win. No, well, that's not going to help either.
Definitely won't.
That's what you did.
You know what will help? Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Blue Chew just gets you loving the right way. You know, gets you back to your peak performance.
Peak
performance. They send you these chewables in the mail. It's great that they're chewables instead of, you know, pills. You don't have to worry about having a glass of water or whatever to wash them down. You could throw in one of those chewables at a moment's notice, you know, when things are getting a little, you know.
Yeah, a little frisky.
You feel like there might be a chance.
Yeah.
You go to bluechew.com to get them, and your first month is going to be on Jack for free. Jack pays for the first month. You only pay for the shipping. Jack has refused to pay for the shipping, but that's only like $4 or $5. And then you get an opportunity. And you make the decision right now. I promise you, go to bluechew.com right now. Within 10 minutes, the entire process will be over. They cut out the doctor's visit. You just do that at bluechew.com. They cut out the long line at the pharmacy because they ship it to you in a discreet
hard
package.
And then you're I almost said a bad word. You're almost, you're top notch, buddy. So go to BlueChew.com, use code 94 at checkout for your first month free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times roll.
Again, you can't sip it all night.
Sip it all night. Sip it. Greg in Maryland here on WIP. What's up, Greg?
Oh, glad to be on. Thank you for getting me on today.
Yes, sir. Sip it all night.
Well, I'm not worried about the controversy. In 2022, there was a story that came out in July, and the person who wrote that was D-Gun. And he mentioned that Jalen was struggling in camp. Sources, players, and all said that, you know, a series of 10 would look like 3 interceptions, 4 incompletions, 3 sacks. And look at the season he had in 2022. Now, fast forward to now, you look at what's going on. And for me, I look at a couple things. The last 2 games, the weather has really been a factor. That's me. And I say that because Jordan Love looked terrible as well. So it wasn't just like one quarterback looked bad. It was both. And then last week, Jared Goff had the worst game he ever had, 14 for 37, 37%. For me, it's looking at this game right here, where the elements will not be in play, and you will really get a chance to see. Now, yes, the offense has struggled. I'm not going to dispute that. But I think that there was a lot going on the last 2 weeks. And the 2 weeks before that, look at that perfect passer rating. Only one quarterback this year has had a perfect passer rating. His name is Jalen Hurts. Then he followed up with 4 touchdown passes, and we were looking good. Devontae's been having an all-world year. I mean, it pretty much may have a career high. And same with Dallas. And if you look at Dallas, and people talk about teammates, Dallas said in training camp, the reason why he's back is because Jalen Hurts called him, and that's the reason why he took the $10 million aside. So
that's not what he said. That is, I'm sorry, it's not what he said. But
so what? Yeah. What he didn't reference that Jalen called him?
No, they asked him if he did, and he said yes, but he did not say he was back. It wasn't really his choice if he was back, to be honest with you. But he said Jalen called him. He did not say he's back because Jalen called him.
But Jalen called him.
Sure.
I mean, and
yep.
that speaks a lot. That's what I'm saying.
Yep, for sure, for sure.
That. And then even on Monday with you, and I do watch your show on Monday nights, and I think y'all do a great job.
Thank you.
Malata did say that he didn't agree with the reports.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said he didn't know who D-Gun was. And then Elliot had to tell him he called him Eli, which was funny.
Yep, Elliot he kept calling him Eli. Yeah.
Elliot had to say that he's a respected reporter.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I don't agree with it. He said, when you look at it, he said, I'm not playing the best. I miss blocks that hurt the running game, hurt the passing game, and we all need to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then BG last night said on his, too, that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and saying that, I think some of his teammates are. I think teammates are torn because, yes, they do like AJ, and they don't want to say between Jalen and AJ because it could cause rifts. I don't think teammates are speaking out, but some teammates have said enough to let you know that they don't feel like Jalen's the only problem. So that's why I'm not worried about this. I think this week is going to tell a lot. Now, if the offense struggled this week, yeah. But I think those 2 weeks say a lot because not only did Jalen struggle, the other quarterback struggled as well, and they struggled very bad. Nobody thinks Jordan Love is the worst quarterback. Nobody thinks Jared Goff is the worst quarterback. But they had almost the worst games of their career.
You would say though that Jalen's year, you know, 15 touchdowns to 1 interception has not been great though, right?
16-1.
Yeah.
And it's been a little up and down. If you look at the Broncos game where he was 280 yards passing.
Yeah.
In the passing game, they look better. AJ stopped running that one. Then the 2 penalties, the Devontae 30-yard catch, and that pass before was the penalty got called back. The Giants game, 283. Number wide wasn't bad. 2 egregious plays. You can't miss that wide open touchdown pass.
Yeah, I mean, and they're averaging a buck 85 a game passing yards. I think it's 28. He's 16th in QBR. His completion percentage is below the average for quarterbacks this year. I don't think he's been bad. I don't think uneven is fine.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you up and down. But
yeah.
before these last 2 games.
He had 2 great games.
Ike had y'all going, and y'all were seeing Jalen coming around.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I will say is, versus the blitz, Jalen has been amazing this year. So that's showing growth, because in the beginning he struggled. Mm-hmm. He made Todd Bowles stop blitzing.
Yep.
He burned Brian Flores, who's a master at that. So that's shown progress. Jalen has shown progress in his game and has made strides. Now, I think him and Petullo's not seeing eye to eye. Personally, I think Petullo's the source of the leaks. Now, I can't confirm that. Nobody can.
I would be stunned.
Petullo's the source of the loot.
Yeah.
I hear you. I don't know. I know recklessly speculating. I know y'all don't do that. Hugh did it. But think about it. Who stands to gain from it? Right now, where Petullo's being criticized, his scheme's being called out. People are criticizing him because they're talking about Kellen Moore last year ran a lot of crossing routes, which he did. Like Devontae caught the touchdown pass versus the Giants and versus Cincinnati on crossing routes. Dallas Goedert versus New Orleans Saints on a crossing route. We're not running none of those this year. So those are patterns we ran and had a huge success. And right now, people are trying to guess what Petullo's calling. He's calling a ton of hitches. We ran Steichen, did a lot of things to scheme open. And so did Kellen Moore. And Petullo just don't seem like he has the answers, sort of like Brian Johnson.
But Greg, thank you for the call, Greg. They were 29th in passing last year. But we don't have to, like, I don't think anyone believes that the offense issues are Jalen's and Jalen's alone.
Yeah.
But we don't have to, we also don't have to make up, you know.
Yeah.
He's probably had as many bad halves as good halves this year passing the football, I think is probably fair to say. The offensive line has not been good rushing the football. The drops were obvious in the last game. You know, it's on everyone.
Sure. You just look at the things that he can't control, meaning his play.
Sure.
There's been some good things, but he's also left a lot of meat on the bone out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff that's out there that certainly could have been taken advantage of.
You know, I think people confuse the word risk, the two, risky and risk. Like, there is risk in every offensive play. There's risk in a running play. They could fumble. There's risk in a pass. There's risk in every play. I think his has been risk averse in a way that is probably unhealthy, especially in those throws in the middle of the field. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike, I didn't revel in this. Not at all. Spike yet again on the air today. Do you remember how right I was about Ben Simmons? I see something similar happening here. Tim in Newark.
I don't think that's what I'm doing. What's next?
To sum up Chuck's GM philosophy, if you don't do a damn thing in the playoffs, he's not paying you. And as soon as you do two damn things in the playoffs, he's not paying you. Frank in Ardmore.
Chuck saying that they're trading them is one take.
Yeah.
Chuck saying that they're going to win the Super Bowl and then trade them is elite level takesmanship from Chuck.
And already putting Drake May in elite conversation.
Yes.
Cam Newton, by the way, may have found a new quarterback to dump on as he's taking down Drake May now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. What's next?
Cam gives hot takes.
Well, Cam and me are on the same page. Drake May a little overrated right now.
Ooh, he really put you in your place. Vic Fangio after Mike Mayock called Spike Big Fella.
Hey. Do need a sassy Elliot after that. What's next?
Did I just get a new nickname?
I feel like Phillips is the big piss. The big piece.
Jalen Phillips at the NovaCare Complex.
The big piss.
Imagine that's his nickname. Imagine Merrill calling him like that's his new nickname. We'll have to make it a thing.
The one thing that happened in the Mayock interview when I was being a little B was when it was time for me to ask a question. And I was like, I don't know, Ike. Why don't you ask a question? I only ask about the controversy.
Well.
I was over here pouting.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
At least you acknowledge
it. Oh, for sure. Yeah, what's next?
Fortunately, history tells us that the show will end today and Spike will never bring up the Mayock call again. Never. Mike in Havertown.
I won't?
Oh, sure he will.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Oh, that I'll bring
up.
That was
sarcastic.
Oh.
It was very sarcastic.
Yeah.
It's hard to read sarcasm on the text line sometimes.
Well, it was a...
Yeah, especially when Battle's the one delivering it. Yeah.
Man, what a moment.
Yeah.
What?
Something always happens on this stupid show.
Dude, every day.
Every day there's
a reason to tune in every day.
Yes.
That's true.
That's true.
Some stupid friggin' thing. What's next?
After the weekly fake stats Connor call, the hosts of the afternoon show responded with Spike saying, "Oh, wow, those are good stats." And Ike saying, "Oh, wow, remember the woman Yoshi mentioned 3 hours ago? Just saw her. Nice." Alex in Lancaster.
Text line.
Yeah, oh,
well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
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 Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This show is something else.
So, real quick.
Yeah.
As we all would have imagined.
Yeah.
The reason why CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens were suspended for a series. They were late for curfew.
Oh, really?
In Vegas. Yeah. You knew what it was. Yeah.
Well, and there was a report that there was video or something of CeeDee throwing up in a trash can.
Oh, really?
And CeeDee said today that that's not true. He holds his liquor well.
Night before the game.
The night before the game. We're in Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah, you put an NFL.
That's going to happen.
We've heard about the Miami flu in the NBA for years now. Yep. Now there's the Vegas flu in the NFL. Man, I don't even know how you do it. If you're an NFL team, maybe you got to stay in Henderson, like an hour away from Vegas to prevent that from happening.
I guess, yeah.
I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
You know, that's a... It's a dangerous place to, you know, have a bunch of young male
millionaires
who don't have to play until 4 o'clock, you know? All right. Well, Fritz at 6 is next. Jack, what do you have going on in Fritz at 6 tonight?
A lot going on in Fritz at 6 tonight.
Yeah.
What?
What matters more on Sunday?
Just a win!
A measly old win or a great offensive performance.
Yeah.
We've evolved past Eagles-Cowboys week.
Of course.
We have. Yes, we have. We'll dive into more of that and some Schwarber thoughts, of course.
Oh, yeah.
They're pursuing the wrong Kyle.
Oh, wow. Going after Tucker.
Wow. He's turned on Schwarbs.
There you go. Wow. I'm proud of my boy until they sign him for 7 years,
he's
240.
Celebrating it.
That's my boy, Schwarby!
7 years, 210.
No.
Emergency High Hopes pod.
Well, there will be an Emergency High Hopes pod.
You're
the one that can do content. By the way, good defending of his quarterback today. AJ Brown, the press conference. We'll also talk about that.
Okay, all right. That is coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.